there's a lot of silos and disconnects that exist, and those silos and disconnects, you know, are really inhibiting us from moving forward. We have a lot of jobs that we can't fill. So the impetus of the program or the initiative was, you know, how can we change and align our systems so that job seekers who want a job can find one and employers who need skilled, qualified workers can find and hire them.
Okay, so how do you do that?
Well, first of all, MGM came into town and brought a really great system called SkillSmart. So it's a platform, if you will. And the platform that MGM brought into our community makes job seeking and job skills identification much more transparent and accessible to residents, educators, trainers, and community-based organizations. So job seekers learn what skills they need and where they can get them, and educators, coaches, and case managers can better help their clients connect to the supports they need and train for the skills that employers are looking for. So we have over 20 employers who have provided over 100 jobs that are always in demand and can lead to a career pathway. Those jobs are converted into skills using the SkillSmart platform. So you no longer see just a job description to say, you know, you need this much education, this many years of experience. It's, you know what, if you want to be a sous chef, you know, you need knife skills training. You need weights and measures and basic math. So those are the skills that you need to become, you know, a line cook or a successful cook.
And does the site also direct me to where I would need to go to get the skills that are required?
Exactly. So what happens is the skills are listed. Once you register on the system to create a profile, you'll be able to see a little more detail about each job, including the skills that are identified. And also, there's a little icon next to some of the skills, which means that there are some training opportunities to fulfill those skills. So we have a lot of skills in both the manufacturing, hospitality, culinary, and some healthcare where we have training identified with a particular skill and where to get it. So STCC, so we're tracking, we've connected STCC, Hoyo Community College, some of the training that comes from FutureWorks and the Regional Employment Board for advanced manufacturing and some other trainings are connected to those skills. So you can see. And so this is a tool not only for a job seeker who knows how to use, you know, who's pretty adept at using a technology-based system, but also for coaches and mentors and trainers, you know, can help coach and, you know, their clients using real jobs. You know, like these jobs are open today. These are the skills you need. Let's build a profile.
I know this initiative only launched last fall, but is it too soon to expect to see results?
Well, we launched in October, but this system has been used to build, MGM used it in their National Harbor location in Maryland when they opened, and now are using it here. The SkillSmart, this type of system, was used to help build the Milwaukee Bucks workforce system. Because what you're doing is you're really identifying gaps in your workforce ecosystem. So do we have enough, you know, electricians and plumbers to fill the jobs we have today? And so a system like this is working. We are still new, but the feedback we're getting from both the employer perspective and the job seeker perspective, as well as coaches, do find that it's much more visible, much more transparent. It takes a little more time to complete a profile because you're really thinking about what employers want. You don't have to write 5 resumes to apply for 5 different positions. Your profile is built. If you built your profile through the MGM SkillSmart access, that same profile is available to you when you look at Springfield Works positions as well. So you own your own data, which is really great. If you move to Milwaukee, you know, you could log into their system and your information is all there. So you're building a profile database that you can continue to build on and find appropriate training for, whether you're unemployed or underemployed, you know, to get that better job. So we do believe, and the feedback, the early feedback is really successful.